When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the first step? Imagine what the first step is. If you watch my stuff, you know what's coming. What are your morals and values, needs and wants, negotiables and non-negotiables? Until we sit down and in every area of our life, friends, hobbies, parenting, spirituality, what kind of all these different areas of our life, until we lay those out, we can't find the person we love, because we're going to end up with somebody that's hot and sexy and we laughed, and all of a sudden we find out they have all these non-negotiables because we weren't paying attention to it. We cannot find the person we love until we get serious about knowing exactly who we are and exactly what we want. And so I've done tons of videos on that. Please go look under my codependence playlist. There's a whole video series on how to do your morals and values, another video on needs and wants, and negotiables and non-negotiables. Sit down and do that work. You will not find the love of your life unless you do it. It is number one. We have to have that. Now, step number two, go to places that match your interests. See, after doing that, you'll notice. So it's like, I love jazz, so I go to jazz clubs. I like to road bike. Well, I could join a meetup group with people that road bike. If you're a golfer, go play golf. There are golf leagues. There are golf events that are mixed events where you can do things like that. If you're spiritual, then spend time at church or church type places. The bottom line is this: most people say they want this type of man or woman, faithful, committed, all these different things, and then they're hanging out at the clubs or dating apps. Good luck. That's like going to a pile of manure and expecting to find a diamond. No, that's not where diamonds are generated. You just ain't going to find one there. And so that's the biggest problem, is people are hanging out in places looking for love that has nothing to do with their morals and values, needs and wants, negotiables and non-negotiables. And then they end up with a person that they're miserable with. That's the key. Start hanging out in the places that match your activities, that match your morals and values, your needs and wants. I like plays. I don't like musicals. So I go to plays, things like that. I spend my time in places with things that match my interest. I don't go to places that are about hooking up. Or, the typical, how do you go meet somebody, bar type stuff. I'm not going to find what I'm looking for there. I don't hang out in bars. So why would I go? It doesn't line up. All right. The next step in this is really deep. And what gets a lot of people in trouble is they spend a lot of time demanding what the other person needs to be. And they go, they need to be this and this. Well, but wait a minute. Have you ever asked yourself, who do I have to become to be accepted by the person that I want? See, many times we want this up here, but we're not living our life to that. We're living down here and going, yeah, I deserve this. Yet we're not being faithful to ourselves. We don't follow our morals and values, our needs and wants. So you're going to find a man or woman that does? Well, how could you when you don't live that way? You won't attract that. So that's a key question. Number three is, who do I have to become for me to find this person? I need to live my life that way. Am I drinking too much? Am I not doing personal development work? Am I eating too much? How do I avoid my responsibilities? How do I not take care of myself? Am I working below my means, yet I want a rich man or woman? That's the biggest, one of the biggest things is people, again, we've all been taught to look outwards. The solution is to look inwards. Who do I have to become to attract this type of person? If I want somebody of elegance. Am I living elegantly? That's the question. So who do you have to become? The next step is heal yourself first. If you're not in a working a program or a process to grow as an individual, good luck. Good luck. You'll just bring your demons into the relationship. We all have demons. Nobody's immune from it. We're all broken. We're all perfectly imperfect. We all have imperfections. The secret to life is to spend our life working on them and to find a partner who's looking to do the same, and we join in that mutual discovery together. So make sure you're working on healing yourself. The next thing is this. So many people, like I have a client right now who's 35, really wants kids. She wants a relationship bad. And I asked her to do an exercise. I said, I want you to detail out the man of your dreams. And I mean detail. And I was like, so start telling me about it. Well, he's tall. And I'm like, see, this is what people do. What does tall mean? Tall could be, if you're 4'11", tall could be 5'6". What's tall? Finally, she's like, I don't know, above 6 feet. I said, how much above 6 feet? No. You have to be precise. Finally, she got 6 foot to 6'2". What kind of hair does he have? Is he bald? Is it shaggy? Is it curly? Is it a lot of it? Little of it? Like, I mean detailed. Every area. What kind of job does he have? Oh, good job. What's a good job? How much money does he make? Well, enough to support us. Well, what does support mean? Do you want to have to work? Or do you, oh, no, I want to stay at home and take care of the kids. Okay, so does that mean he makes 50 grand a year and you live in a trailer home? Oh, God, no. And finally, she needs someone who makes over $500,000 a year. Like, see, these are the things we have to think about. And what she was spending her time going, oh, well, there's no man out there like that. Well, if you're in that belief that there's no man out there like that, or woman, whichever it is you're seeking, you won't find it. They'll walk right by you. Right by you. They'll even say hello to you and think you're hot. But you'll be, no, they don't exist. And you'll miss it. And so that's a big piece of it, is there are tons of gorgeous, successful, polite, loving, caring people that are perfectly imperfect, that'll treat you like gold. They are out there. And if you're sitting in that belief that they're all gone, men and women stink, I've just given up. Well, that's on you. That's not on the other, you know, the other sex. That's a choice you've made to disappear from the world. And you get to do that. But I will love you enough to hold you accountable that you're doing it to yourself. That you bought into a false lie. And you've chosen the victim position because it gives you power. Because you're scared to risk. And that's about you and your own growth. And right now, you're not in a place to grow past that. Well, good for you. You're honoring yourself. But I will love you enough to hold you accountable and say you're choosing that belief. Because there are people out there that are kind and loving. And so we have to do the healing work on ourselves. And how we lost trust. See, when we think there's nobody left out there that's any good, what that means is we no longer trust ourselves. It's not about them. That's a lie. We're projecting. What we're really saying is, I'm not willing to do the healing work on myself. I'm not willing to admit to myself that the reason I've had poor relationships is I didn't have enough growth in my life. I had too much trauma. And so I was only drawn and attracted to other people with the same trauma. Well, since we didn't do the work on it, the best we could do was destroy each other. And I'm not willing to be honest with myself and truthful with myself that I don't trust myself, that I made those decisions because I was broken and I'm scared because I haven't done the recovery work. And so instead of taking ownership that I'm the problem and that I need to heal me, I'm just going to blame it on them and I'm going to check out. That's what's really going on. Now, I don't say that to disparage the person that's stuck there, because the reality is they don't know that. It's very rare that somebody knows that that's the truth of what's happening, because our culture teaches, oh, it's the other person. You're perfect. It's always the other person, which is a lie. No one gets in our life unless we choose it. So whoever we pick, whatever their dysfunction is, it's a mirror to the parts of ourselves we haven't healed. They are our teacher. And if we just blame them, we have missed the lesson. We are repeating ninth grade over and over and over. And you get to do that if you want. But I'd love to see you graduate. I'd love to see you graduate with honors and be the top of your class. And this is how you get there. Finally, the next step is, while you're, I don't know if pursuit or wait, while you're allowing this wonderful person to come into your life, take yourself on dates. Envision yourself on dates that you would go with this person. Maybe you want a person who loves comedy clubs. Well, take yourself there. And you can have friends with you, but take a moment to sit and go, man, it's going to be amazing when he or she is here with me. And picture them sitting with you, holding hands or talking, smiling at each other, having a great time. We have to believe that this is our life. And if we choose to believe that it'll never happen, that's what we'll get. And so I did that. Like, before moving into this house, when I was dead broke, I would drive around. I'd go look at places, open houses. I'd just go walk in and I'd go, God, I can't wait. Man, it's going to be amazing when I can decorate. And I'd look at houses and go, how would I decorate this if this were mine? And that's how I did it. The next thing you know, all of a sudden, things are doing better. And then I got to do it. And so things I want in my life that I don't have, that's how I do it. I sit in the feeling, what would it be like to have that? What would I do? How would I feel? You know, like I used to envision myself, the couch that I sit in now. I would sit in my office. God, what would it feel like to have my arms up? You know, what's it going to look like? Do that with the person that you want to find love with. Sit in the experience and then go live the experiences, knowing that someday you're going to live this experience with them. You will share it. And then when you meet them and you do it, you go, let me tell you what I envisioned of you being here. God, doesn't that sound special? That's how you find the love of your life.